This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind for another hour? I need to apologize for Todd. Todd's not going to be happy about this, Nolan. You didn't tell him about it, did you? I have a little secret to tell everybody, and Todd's not going to be happy. All I'm going to say. Governor Doug Burgum may be joining us. Otherwise, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, we think about 10 minutes from right now. We have some time right now to chat with you about whatever's on your mind. I do want to tell you a little bit of a run-through on the refinery meeting last night. I have that here as well. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I just got a text from my wife that Keith Urban is coming to the Alera Center or Engelstad Arena or which? Grand Forks, October 14th. Oh, my gosh. Can you find out for me, Nolan? Where is it? She knows I love Keith Urban. Big Keith Urban fan. Sorry, that was a squirrel. Todd, are you there?
No. So, why would I be disappointed?
Because I have a Sonic sausage burrito that's just been delivered to me piping hot.
And, why did Sonic next to start it, delivering?
I said, do you want bacon or do you want sausage? And do you take one, give Todd the other one. I said, but... I'm happy to, but it might not going to be there again till Tuesday, so it'll be a little on the, I'll keep it in the fridge for you.
Okay, I got a few people wondering when Sonic is coming to Bismarck, because we don't have one in Bismarck yet.
We're going to ask them tomorrow on the program.
Good. Okay,
we're asking that program. We're going to ask, because I know they're doing
it. I'm getting hammered on that one.
I believe they're planning like 7, and I don't know, it's like over 10 years or what, but Grand Forks was the latest one, so they did Fargo. Minot was first, then Fargo, then Grand Forks, so I think Bismarck have to be next, wouldn't it?
Have to be. You'd think.
Yeah. Anyway, I apologize. And these breakfast burritos and every breakfast item at Sonic tomorrow, $1.29, and you stop by 45th Street, Fargo location only tomorrow to register to win tickets to the Super Bowl, the big game, the one that's going to be on K-Fire 550 that you can listen to, but you could have tickets to actually be there. U.S. Bank Stadium, 2 seats sitting down there, great seats, you know, end zone lower, you know, the whole deal. You got hotel accommodations, spending money. Woo! Tomorrow we'll be there, May 30 to 12:30. We'll draw 10 qualifiers at 12:30. So anytime between 8:30 and 12:30, come on by. And what else?
Oh, it makes you feel better, by the way. I had an apple, so I'm not dying over here.
Okay, good. Larry came through for you with an apple. Larry, the awesome engineer of
Larry, the original cable guy, long before Dan Whitney took on a fake character and went on stage.
He has a theory: an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So he's got Todd an apple,
works.
Which is
yeah.
Fabulous. It's working great. Yeah, exactly.
Love Sonic, but you know.
Speaking of Sonic, I'm going to do this right now, and you should too. Grab your phone, okay? And so I'm going to the two part of this. This is how we're going to find out when they're coming to Bismarck. To answer your question. So instead of, I'm going to type in the 287-6642. Okay? So 87-6642. And then in the message, I'm going to write Sonic 1234. Just like all together. Sonic 1234. So then, what I'm going to do is ask them to answer the question on text. When are you coming to Bismarck? Okay? I don't know how soon I'll get the answer, but I'll get the answer. See if that works. I just did that. Did you do it yet, Todd?
I'm thinking we're going to get that answer before our other sitting U.S. senator is going to be on the program.
Do you ever ask her to come? Maybe it's me and the whole what's on your mind thing.
Nope.
Why don't you ask her to come on K-Fire?
I saw her at Kara Munn's appearance, at the... Bismarck Event Center saw her, stood there with her,
yeah,
and asked her, and she said, "It's good to see you, Todd."
She ignored your question.
She at least didn't ignore my presence, but, yeah, I thought, oh, that's an interesting comeback to inviting you onto the show. on even my afternoon show on KFI. I say, hey, pop on my cafe in the afternoon, and you don't have to deal with Scott if that's what's holding you back. But
which would be rude, but
maybe she doesn't like me
it's
anymore.
Okay. It's okay. Now somebody says we need a Waffle House or a Chick-fil-A. Well, there's a Chick-fil-A.
Agreed.
Grand Forks and Fargo, no Chick-fil-A. I'll bet they'll come west, too. They just opened. I don't know if you heard about that controversy. Did you hear about the Chick-fil-A controversy?
Yeah.
It was so ridiculous. They had like a VIP, friends and family kind of invite. Employees could invite friends and family, okay? And they invite them to come to the pre-opening, which is a nice thing to do. You kind of get a handle on how to handle a crowd and all that stuff, whatever. And a woman comes with her husband and some kids, I guess, and she had a 6-month-old, 9-month-old, I forget, but a baby. And she decides to breastfeed the baby without covering herself up. And the reason she said she did that is evidently the baby didn't respond well to being covered up. So the owner of the restaurant comes and says, ma'am, we're getting some people saying something. Do you mind just, covering up? And she says, you know what state law is? And of course, North Dakota has the best state law ever for this issue because it's common sense. And that is you don't. In my mind, maybe I'm just a crusty old guy, but in my mind, I think that's just rude. I think in my mind, you go in a bathroom, you go somewhere. No, I understand that in this case, the baby doesn't like to be covered up. Well, then feed the baby somewhere else where there are not people. I don't. Anyway, it turned into this huge controversy. She went home and got it on Facebook, and I think she was a plant myself, just because it was Chick-fil-A and a good way to do them. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The governor is calling us at 20 past the hour, so we better get going with the other things going on here today. Because I promised a couple things, one about the refinery and one I wanted to find out about what you thought about the wall. So get those in, 800-228-0550. And we got to check in with our friend John Seale, who's subbing today for Jim the Flagpole Guy, too. Charles and Borup, what's on your mind?
Oh, we're going to talk about Heidi just a little bit and her ability to respond or not respond. I write her her every week, and my most recent question was, what is it that is so difficult about staying legal, and why is it that you're so revved up about defending those families instead of U.S. families? I said, you probably would have absolutely no problem separating me from my family if I did something illegal, but that's the big excuse that you use there. So naturally, I got the bulletproof response, typical of Burdick and Dorgan and Conrad.
Just keep asking. I applaud you for doing it, Charles. But I'd say just keep asking. Don't give up. Okay. Keep at it. And here I have a question you can ask. Real simple question that you say you would like an answer for.
Okay.
Okay. I would say, why are you so upset about the potential of deporting children, but not upset about aborting them?
Good one. The other question is, have any of these DACA folks that they come under the umbrella or want them to begun application process at attempting, are any of them attempting to stay legal?
All good questions, Charles. Let us know what you get in the way of answers. Jim, the Flagpole Guy, is on a little much-earned hiatus for a couple of days. So subbing for him today is my friend John Seale from the beautiful, legendary Rugby, North Dakota. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
How in the world did you end up connecting up with our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy?
Well, Jim the Flagpole Guy and I drew a bond together when he came out and did a job for me over here at Rugby, putting up this incredibly gorgeous flagpole, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of that every morning. The first thing I do is go to the sunroom, look out there, watch the sunrise, look at that flag and flagpole, and look at that flag and all that it means and all the opportunities and the wonderful things it's provided for not only my family, but for all of us and many of these people that are listening. It's that flag. That flag says it all because of those who gave for it.
And, telling you the kind of person Jim is, Jim said, we can talk less about the flag and the flagpole and the website and selling flags. I want to talk about the light of liberty. Let's do a series on the light of liberty. And you're lighting up a flag. That's what you're saying. I'm standing for liberty. And he told me, he said, ask John about American exceptionalism. What does American exceptionalism mean to you, John?
Well, I guess American exceptionalism means that our ability, because of our not only the type of republic that we have, but the type of economic system we have, the capitalistic system, our ability to be able to do what we want to do, be able to fail, be able to succeed, be able to do all those things simply just by trying and hard work. And I mean, there's a lot of countries in the world where you're not allowed to do that. Even a lot of these so-called socialist democracies or whatever you want to call them, the only reason they're allowed a lot of the afford of these opportunities that they have, and they brag about a lot of them on Facebook, is because of the umbrella of security that this country provides, because of all the opportunity provided to our citizens. And quite frankly, a lot of our allies live under our umbrella of security, and they they benefit from it, and then they have the audacity to brag about it. Our exceptional, what we are is because of what our brilliant founding fathers put in place, not only politically, but economically.
Couldn't have said it any better. I tell you what, folks, this Light of Liberty series brought to you by ndflagpoleguy.com, or call him at 571-FLAG. John Seale, you're a great American, good, godly man. We think the world of you. Take care, my friend.
Thank you so much, Scott. God bless you.
Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you, and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chiropractor tells me before you go and get knee replacement, check out stem cell therapy.
Okay.
Well, then the Stem Cell Health Institute came to North Dakota. You know what? If you're suffering from pain of osteoarthritis of the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, there are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You can find out about regenerative medicine, and you can save yourself the trouble and get rid of that pain. Why live it with it? You don't need to live with pain. Find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Or you can call 1-888-973-1560 to get signed up for one of the seminars. 1-888-973-1560. Stem Cell Health Institute. Get a call. Get rid of the pain.
How about this? It is official. That is Keith Urban. Was that just announced this morning? Keith Urban at the Inglestead Arena, Grand Forks. Is that a brand new announcement? Or was I out of the loop? Which is possible. I could be out of the loop. But I'm excited for that. That'll be fun. We are back on What's On Your Mind, 21 past the hour. Good question just came in during the break from a rancher that I think maybe other ranchers are wondering. So let's see if he speaks for you. Go ahead and roll that time.
Scott, what's all the hoopla about Chick-fil-A in Fargo? Got a question. How many commercial chickens are raised in North Dakota? And how many beef cows do we have in North Dakota? Just asking.
Did you grasp that? I mean, I could use that and put it in a caller museum right there because it's so good. It's so good. You got to think about what he's asking, but it's very, very good. And I'm sure some smarty pants or maybe some other talk show would say something to the effect of, well, chicken is more healthy. And so that's why this is a popular restaurant these days. Now, first of all, I love Chick-fil-A because of their values more than their chicken. It's average food to me. I've never gotten what's the big deal is. Have you eaten there?
Nope.
The waffle fries, everybody goes crazy for them. I'm like, they're waffle fries. I don't, Todd, have you eaten a Chick-fil-A? Have you, like, crazy for Chick-fil-A or?
Have not. Well, you know, get them in Bismarck and I'll work on that. But
yeah, exactly right.
I don't make it to Fargo as much as I should, I guess.
But I like it for what they stand for more than anything. So that will, you know, the kids love it. They absolutely love it. They're fired up about this. And my wife does too. So anyway, maybe it's the healthier thing, but I don't know. There's a lot of healthy North Dakotans that eat a lot of beef. And as one texter said about this whole controversy over the president's health, the president is healthy. They write because he's up at 5 a.m. and works till 10 p.m. He's always moving. Thank you. That's the North Dakota way. And the president is copying it well. Governor Doug Burgum joins us on his way to Grand Forks today for a big day. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Great, Scott. How are you?
Well, good. I want to start with Tuesday before we talk about today, just because I don't want to forget, because I know folks would want to know about this. But tell us a little bit about what you have planned Tuesday for the state of the state.
Well, we're excited to get a chance to connect with people both live and on a statewide live stream to share about exactly that topic. You know, where what's happened and transpired in the last year, and what do we have to look forward to, and what are our challenges and what are our aspirations? And we're going to be doing that from live from Minot State University. We've got they have an auditorium up there that'll hold more than twice as many people as the House of Representative chambers here. So we'll have a bigger live audience. It's free. People want to attend. And then if they, can't be in Minot, at 10 o'clock next Tuesday, we'll be live streaming it. So we're looking forward to, engaging in a dialogue with the citizens of the state about where we are and where we're going.
I know there was some, chatter about the fact that it was not in Bismarck and it was in Minot, that it usually is in Bismarck, and that's where you do the state of the state. But as you say, you can get more people there, so I think that's great. Plus, I mean, there isn't a law, right? Your governor can do the state of the state wherever you want. I think it's a good idea that you move it around a little bit. Kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, and I think we want to, every other year when the legislature's in session, we'll do it in Bismarck because it becomes more of a budget dress. And in this, when it's that's a more formal state of the state, this will be a little more informal, and we can move it around, and then we've got other activities planned after the State of the State. Going to be spending time with people from the city of Minot, Minot State University, and doing some Main Street stuff up in Minot that afternoon after we get done with the State of the State. So it's be a great, great full day for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Speaking of which, the Main Street MD tour is headed for Grand Forks today after being in Botineau yesterday, and for folks that want to partake in this, there'll be some community roundtable discussions from 1:45 to 3:30 at the 701 co-working space. That's at 33 South 3rd Street in Grand Forks. And then tonight, the governor is delivering the keynote speech at the Chamber of Grand Forks, East Grand Forks annual dinner at the Alera Center at 7:30. You've done a number of these now. Tell us what you hope to accomplish in Grand Forks today, and more importantly, what how this is working just statewide.
Well, we're part of when we go out on these is we want to learn. We want, you know, each community's got a different set of assets and a different set of goals they're trying to achieve. But I'd say there's something uniform across our whole state, which is we've got some workforce challenges. You know, we've got over 13,000 jobs open in North Dakota. And trying to make sure that we've got, we could, you know, fill those jobs, with new people coming in. It'd be like adding a Jamestown to North Dakota in terms of economic activity. And, you know, private sector companies, they don't post jobs unless they think they can, you know, sell more, make more, improve their bottom line. People don't, you know, people add, they add positions and want to hire them because they can, you know, they can improve their, success. So we want to, this number one thing we can do is help North Dakota businesses that are doing a great job that have all these open positions, help them get those filled. And that involves engagement at the K-12. It involves the two-year schools. It involves the universities. It involves building attractive communities where young people want to move to, where people want to raise families, and where baby boomers want to retire as opposed to leaving the state. So it gets back to building vibrant, healthy communities, solving the workforce challenge. And then in doing that, we've got to have smart infrastructure, build cities for the future to keep our property taxes down. So those are the three pillars: smart infrastructure, workforce development, and healthy, vibrant cities. We'll talk about all of that in Grand Forks today with our leaders.
And again, that is from 1:45 to 3:30, and the public is invited to, you know, come and attend that, listen to that. There's a roundtable, a group of invited designated individuals that they'll be interacting with the governor, but they're interesting. I've been to the ones in Grafton and Langdon and enjoyed it. So I think folks will really really like that. Hope you can take it in. Only have about 45 seconds left, but just kind of big picture. I know this and the higher ed task force, and there's just so many things going on in the bigger picture of reinventing government. How do you feel things are going as we head into 2018?
Well, things are going great, and we also this morning launched another new thing, which is Vision Zero, with a vision of working together with the Department of Transportation, the Highway Department, North Dakota Department of Health, and lots of other parties at the county and city level. But we've just announced a Vision Zero, which is zero fatalities, zero excuses, with a goal of trying to be the first state in the nation that gets to zero people that die in traffic crashes. We've lost 700 people in North Dakota to crash deaths in the last 5 years. That's like two Arthurs. That's like a Hebron. We've had over 2,500 people that have been, critically injured in those crashes. That's like a Bueller or Hazen. And between technology and personal responsibility, we can try to solve that problem. So it's another one we're taking on, launching
it
this morning.
What a great goal. Why not? That makes a lot of sense. Governor, keep up the great work. Appreciate all your enthusiasm. See you in Grand Forks.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. See you later today.
More after this. Senator John Hovind takes your questions. Don't go away.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Oh, crap. My thing is stuck. There we go. Wow. All right. Can we just start the day over?
Yeah, it's the wall, folks. It's the wall. The wall is the wall. That's what President Trump tweeted out this morning. And you have done a pretty good job today in a number of text questions, comments that we've gotten, either email. I feel like I have the greatest job on the face of the earth. I honestly do. I really, really, that's not just like trying to be cutesy. I every day get the opportunity to see literally hundreds of texts between Todd and I. We're getting texts mainly during the show, but after. Calls, emails, the whole thing. And we have a good read on what you think, what you feel. It's like a daily poll of the news of the day. It's so great. It really is. And so the question today is, what's the wall, right? What does it have to be for you not to be disappointed based on what President Trump offered? So keep those coming to Todd, 226-8503, to me, 367-2054, 367-2054, brought to you in part today by MyPillow. No MyPillow, no sleep. That's how it is in my house. If I forget it, I'm at some hotel somewhere, it's terrible. It really is. This is a revolutionary product built by a great company. It's a Minnesota company, but actually the idea started in North Dakota. The founder has told us that before. The one and only, Mike Lindell. And the buy one, get one special's on through the end of the month, so this is going to end soon. So I'd get on the phone, I'd get this deal, and you buy one, you get one, but they also give one to someone in need. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Senator John Hovind joins us from the nation's capital. So much news to cover. Senator Hovind, how are you?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
You as well, and if you have questions or comments for Senator Hovind, it's a talk radio town hall. We appreciate the fact that every time we ask Senator Hovind to come on the program, he does his level best to get the schedule aligned to do it. You know, we have the weekly talk radio town hall with Congressman Kramer, and literally, you just heard Governor Burgum. It really is a wonderful thing to be able to give you this kind of access to your elected leaders, and we really are proud of the fact that we do it. Wish more would do it, but the ones that do, we want to appreciate and thank. So take advantage of this opportunity. What is the wall to you, Senator? What do you think the wall has to be for President Trump to keep his campaign promise, number one, but more importantly, to have the border secure?
Yeah, I mean, it's a physical barrier, and you want to have the ability for Border Patrol to drive up and down along, you know, actually both sides. And so, I mean, it's both a fence and a physical barrier and a natural road. And the idea, of course, is that if somebody is trying to get across, that not only does it prevent them from doing it, but gives Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol, time to respond and to capture them, stop them, interdict them. So It's the physical barrier, and then it's also making sure we have enough Border Patrol agents and technology as well, you know, the surveillance, the cameras, and all the high tech that we have to make sure that, well, I mean, number one, we want to deter anybody from even trying it, but then if they do try it, that they will not be successful. We'll catch them.
We talked to Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries in Dickinson, North Dakota, about the prototype they're working on. And here's just a clip of what he told us. I want to get your comment on this.
Our original proposal that's sitting there right now is for 700 miles of complete and continuous border protection system that completely covers California, Arizona, and New Mexico, basically in less than 6 years. And we are going to add 100 miles in Texas, wherever they strategically wanted to place the system. And we would do that like under 6 years, but pretty much around 5 years. And we've proactively sent a proposal into DHS, showing that we're about half the time of what their proposed budget was or their request from Congress. And we're about 60% of the cost that they're asking for, comparing apples to apples.
If they can do it for, it sounds like, around $9-10 billion, which is less than the numbers that have been thrown around. Typical North Dakota company, right? That kind of efficiency. But I mean, if that got built, nobody could say that's not a wall and that the president reneged, could they?
Exactly right. And I mean, again, hit the nail on the head. Not only is it a physical barrier that would be very effective, prevent people from coming across, but they can do it for significantly less than the roughly $18 to $20 billion that the wall has been estimated as far as cost. So here we go, good old North Dakota ingenuity and great productivity and workmanship. And I've sat down with them and they've showed it to me. It's very impressive and would work very well.
What are the chances that happens? The Fisher Industries is picked. I mean, they're one of four now, right?
Yeah, I think good. I mean, obviously, I don't think they'd get the whole thing, but I think they'd get a substantial piece, and we're obviously working to help them do it.
So what's going on right now? I mean, if you were in a room with Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin, what I mean, do they want no wall? Do they want what? I mean, what is the back and forth right now on this?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to figure, Scott. Essentially, that's what it seems like, is they don't want a wall. And I mean, it just doesn't make sense. The American people want that border security, and these guys in the past have voted for border security and voted for a wall. So I just don't get it, and it's too bad. And we need a wall, and the people of this country have been very clear on that.
Galen in Bismarck has a comment on this. Others, welcome for Senator Hovind, 258-0550 locally, or text Todd or I, 226-8503 for Todd, or I'm at 367, nice and slow, 367-2054. Galen, go ahead.
Thank you, Scott, and hi, Senator.
Hey, Galen, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in 1986 with the wall and the amnesty at that time?
Yeah, under President Reagan.
Yes. And at that time, it reminds me of a broken record and what I learned back in undergraduate history. One of the professors at UND said, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat history. And to me, it was a wall and amnesty, and it was to be tied together with Ronald Reagan. And the Democrats convinced the Republicans and the president to grant over a million, could have been 2 million, illegal immigrants at that time amnesty. And we would never have amnesty again. That was part of the debate. I remember very well. And we will build, fund the wall and for border security back in 86. Well, the amnesty came, but the border wall was never built. Neither was adequate security. So what I'd like to see is the wall is non-negotiable. That needs to be there. And like you described, it isn't going to end the problem, but it's going to make it so it's very much under control and by driving. And I certainly hope you don't give up fighting for it, for that wall. It's non-negotiable. We're still going to have some illegals, but it's going to greatly reduce them. Thank you.
Yeah, Galen, thanks for your call. And you're right. And it's making sure that we're not back in this situation again. In other words, if we provide DACA, for the young people that were brought here, through no fault of their own, I understand that. But we've got to have border security, meaning the wall, as well as addressing chain migration and the visa lottery as well, so you don't create an incentive to have it have it happen again in the future. And I think the American people are four square behind that approach. And that is the right approach so that we're not back in this situation.
All right, Galen, I appreciate that call. Anything else?
That's the main point I wanted to get. I could talk for 3 days, but that's okay.
Thank All right, Galen.
I think you expressed it well.
Texter says, guys, for the wall, it needs to be a physical barrier of some sort that works with immigration policy that works. I'm okay with the Dreamers staying as part of the deal, but everyone else needs to go. They knowingly broke the law. They came illegally. They are here illegally. Two questions on that text, Senator Hovind. Where are we at with DACA and the deal we know Democrats want to leverage the border security, the wall, the other things, the end of chain migration? I know the childish back and forth on who said what sort of derailed a productive discussion on that. Is that still ongoing? And what are your thoughts on some version of what this emailer is saying, that, you know, fine, DACA, they can stay, but it's got to come with the other stuff?
Well, that's it. That is an ongoing discussion. And, again, I continue to go back to what I truly believe the American people want, is they want the wall. And they want to know that we're not going to be back in this situation again, which means that we need not only border security, meaning a wall, we also need to have immigration enforcement. You know, I mean, we need things like internal enforcement. We need to verify. We need to stop this sanctuary city stuff. Or California now talking about being a sanctuary state. We need to enforce the law. And we need to have an end to chain migration in the visa lottery system and get to a system where people, you know, where our immigration works on merit. I mean, that is how, for example, Canada and other countries do it. And so those are the changes that we need to make. Again, I think it's common sense stuff the American people support. That's what we're pushing for. And, you know, we'll continue to work for it.
Where's the deal at?
Sorry?
Where is the deal at? Like, what is it? Is it, are there active discussions? Do you think
right
something's going to...
Democrats are just saying no. They're just saying no, and they're even talking about holding up funding for the government over it, which, again, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So we're putting forward a deal to fund the government. They refuse to agree to, actual budget numbers, which is why we're stuck in this short-term situation, and they're demanding, you know, a DACA without border security. Again, I think the American people need to understand that. The Democrats are essentially demanding DACA without border security, and they're basically holding up funding of government over it. And I just don't think the American people think that's what should be done or think that's right.
I got about a minute for your answer on this next question from a text asking if there is a fix for the unintended screw job independent grain buyers and elevators got in the tax bill.
Oh, well, as far as the tax relief, we're working to make sure that not only is that tax relief there and good for farmers, but also that whether you're a cooperative or privately owned elevator, that, you know, you're treated fairly that it's good for farmers, but good for cooperatives and for non-cooperatives.
That was an unintended consequence, right? I mean, in other words, the co-ops weren't getting supposed to get it. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Look, this is all about making sure tax relief is good for our farmers, and I think everybody wants that. Yeah, it was an unintended consequence, and we're getting it fixed. You bet.
And so, is it a problem to get it fixed, or will it get fixed?
No, we'll get it fixed. Yeah.
Got it. All right. There are some calls stacking up. I don't have enough time to get to the calls, so we're going to take a short break. Here's one other question you could probably answer quickly, and you maybe don't want to answer it. But somebody asked us to ask you why he couldn't talk some sense into Senator Flake. Flake is embarrassing himself. Any comment on that, Senator?
Yeah, I disagree with, you know, obviously what he's saying. And look, we need to get people focused on getting work done for the American people.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, more with Senator Hovind after a short break.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. My Hot Spring Grandee hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. And you can get yours only at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandee hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal. Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
You can have what Carson has, an Olhausen Bison pool table.
If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table, made in the USA. They truly are the best. Get yours from my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
Take it from me. You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Are you looking for every day made better? Then look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Put the wheel to the, just the nose to the grindstone, shoulder to the wheel, and just keep on cranking right there on the chain gang. That's what we're doing on What's On Your Mind. That's what Todd and I, just a couple of blue-collar guys getting it done for you, folks, on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all. These folks are doing a lot of work in a lot of different areas in the Bakken. The big oil companies use them because they're turnkey. They do it all. They do everything. Call Eric today. 406-250-8151, and let them go to work. DeltaConstructors.net. And by the way, Eric was gracious enough to yesterday be my correspondent at that Davis Refinery meeting in Dickinson, and we didn't get all of it because evidently, I don't know, some suspect IT issues shut down our live broadcast, but it got all but about a half hour of it. It's on my Facebook page. And Amy Dalrymple's story today is pretty balanced. I give Amy credit for it. One thing I think was clear from the people I talked to, based on the applause the majority of people there, some 200 some, were in favor of that refinery. Okay? And then more people spoke that were against it than were for it, but that doesn't mean that there weren't more people in the room supporting it. But of the people who were against it, you know, most of those were about the location, not the actual refinery. So some of that didn't get into reporting, but for the most part, the reporting is pretty good on it, and we'll continue to follow that story. More with Senator John Hoeven on What's on Your Mind. And one thing I wanted to clear up, because there was a little glitch in your cell connection with us, you disagree with Jeff Flake, right?
That's right. No, I do not agree with what he's saying. And I think he needs to get off that and get on to the work that we need to get done for the American people. Yeah.
Tom in West Fargo for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm on. Oh, Tom, yeah, this is Tom from Fargo. Say, just quick question. I have no problem with people coming in for immigration legally, but I wish the American people could be reminded of all the countries that when they catch an illegal alien, what they do to them and what we don't do to them. I guess this is kind of more of a statement than a question, but.
Well, Tom, we need to get to a system that works. Of course, we've always welcomed immigrants to our country. Our country's built on immigration, but on legal, not illegal, on legal. And we need a legal system that is based on merit. And so we need to enforce the border. We need to enforce our immigration laws. This, like I mentioned, the sanctuary cities and that kind of thing. We have to have respect for law and order, and we have to enforce the law. That's what makes our country safe and strong. That's what gives people a right to protest and express their opinion, because we're a country of laws, and we can't get away from that. So, yeah, we need a system that works, and that's what the American people want.
Tom in Fargo, thanks for the call. Here's a text. Have the DACA folks had opportunities to become citizens? They are not young children anymore. Why have so many years passed by and the rules have never applied to them? Does it have to do with the free services they've been provided? Like everyone's question, when do our children count?
No, essentially, what we're looking at is that the DACA people would get some kind of permanent legal status, and then for kids who were brought here through no fault of their own, there may be a naturalization process, but you know they obviously have to go to the end of the line, that kind of thing. But none of that can be done if you don't secure the border, so we're not back in this situation again in the future. Both securing the border and addressing enforcement of immigration laws, and then, like we're talking about, getting away from this chain migration visa lottery system onto a system that makes sense, a merit-based system.
Is there anything you think is not getting the attention it should with this sort of drinking from a fire hose kind of firestorm that we find ourselves in, where every day there's 2-3 things you're kind of playing whack-a-mole over? Is there something we're not hearing about we should be hearing about in your eyes?
Well, again, it's always kind of separating, what's actually going on from some of the hype and hyperbole. And that's why it's good, you know, folks like you are out there, Scott, and have your callers calling in and asking their questions and making the point. So, I mean, it's a constant process, sure, of getting the factual information out. We have to work at that all the time.
I don't know if you've seen the news today, but Apple's announced $350 billion is coming back from overseas. They're going to invest in here. One company, $350 billion, and Apple, arguably one of the most leftist companies in this country, is giving the credit squarely on you and Congressman Cramer voting for that tax bill. I mean, not you by name, but just basically saying this tax bill, Trump's tax bill, the one Republicans voted on without the help of Heidi Heitkamp or any other Democrat, is making that difference. One company, $350 billion, and of course we have companies here and all over that are doing the same. I mean, that's pretty much making your argument, even though it's already passed, isn't it?
Well, exactly. Look, by cutting the regulatory burden and by cutting the taxes, reforming the tax code, we're creating a better business climate in this country, and that's why we're getting this economic growth. That's why we're already at more than 3% growth in GDP. That's why these companies are not only bringing money back, repatriating money, they're creating more jobs, they're increasing wages, they're paying bonuses. That's how we get that growing economy, and that's why it's not just tax relief, it's also higher wages and income from a growing economy, and that's why this is the right approach that can help our country grow and be more prosperous and help young people, people of all ages, not only get a job, but get a rising wage and income.
I have to ask you a really strange question, but you're a Minot man, a Minot boy, born and raised. Have you ever eaten at the Sonic in Minot?
I have not eaten at the Sonic. I have eaten at Sonic before, but I haven't had a chance to get to the one in Minot. Right, but I'm looking forward to it. I like it.
So you know what we're up for tomorrow, giving away a chance to go to the Super Bowl, folks. Sonic and Fargo, our location, 8:30 to 12:30. Stop by. We'll be there. Grand Forks and Minot, too. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye. Thanks, Senator.
Here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites, for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.